Good morning, everybody, and happy Monday. This is Scott Morozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Popham Flooring across from McLaren Thumb Region in Bad Axe. For everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic, tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring, visit Popham Flooring just west of Bad Axe. The construction of a 50-turbine wind farm is being proposed in Sanilac County. There have been requests for a special use permit by Riverbend to develop a 24-turbine wind farm in Speaker Township. Also part of that project includes the construction of 26 turbines in Fremont Township. That proposed wind project would also extend into Elk Township with about 1,000 feet of electrical collection line buried in that township. The project will also need access roads to the turbines to be built, an operational building, a substation, and meteorological tower as well. About 30 years ago, back when wind farm development was first being talked about, a special study was done on wind patterns. The study showed the Thumb area had consistent strong winds, which made the area perfect for wind farm development. Huron County 4-H members can explore holiday traditions from around the world during a Christmas-themed workshop on Sunday, November 16th at 1 p.m. The event will take place at the MSU Extension Office in Bad Axe. Participants will learn about the cultures of three countries while making ornaments and preparing foods that represent each nation. The workshop is open to enrolled and approved 4-H members ages 5 and older, including youth with special needs, but is limited to the first 30 registrants. Attendees should bring a glue gun, glue sticks for ornament projects. Pre-registration is required by Friday, November 7th by calling the MSU Extension Office at 989-269-9949 or emailing Verelli7, V-E-R-E-L-L-E, and the number 7, at msu.edu. A man accused of destroying a large U.S. flag at Old Town Junction in Saginaw was arrested this week at a protest in Ann Arbor. The February incident, caught on surveillance video, showed the suspect lowering and damaging a flag, which also caused harm to a nearby vehicle. Restaurant staff helped identify him by sharing details and offering a reward online, leading Saginaw police to issue a warrant. The suspect, Christian Grant, was detained during a demonstration at the University of Michigan, then transferred to Saginaw and arraigned on a felony property destruction charge. The restaurant replaced the $2,000 flag supported by community donations. Grant was released on bond. No charges have been announced from the Ann Arbor protest. We will be right back.
In a world full of trends, hardwood never goes out of style. At Popham Flooring, they're not just selling floors, they're helping you build something real. Solid hardwood that lasts, that feels warm under your feet, and holds memories, not just furniture. This generation is about investing in what matters. So why settle for cheap imitation or throwaway looks? Popham Flooring offers handcrafted hardwood options that speak to your style and your standards. Rustic, refined, modern, or timeless, they've got it. Your home should reflect who you are, not just today, but for years to come. Popham Flooring west of Bad Axe. Real wood, real life, real you. Stop in and check out their showroom to start your next chapter one step at a time. Popham Flooring, located west of Bad Axe on M53, or call 989-269-7358.
Starting November 1st, your consumer's energy bill is about to get a little more fun. The Michigan Public Service Commission just approved a $157 million rate hike, which consumers swears is all about safety and reliability. Translation, you're about to pay an extra $6 to $7 a month to make sure your gas lines don't become the plot of a disaster movie. Consumers originally wanted a $248 million increase for Michigan customers, but the state knocked that down by more than a third. Still, an 8.1% bump on your bill is nothing to sneeze at, especially when you're already paying extra for groceries, extra for Halloween candy, and therapy to cope with the Detroit Lions' fourth quarter losses and poor officiating. So, where's all that money going? Mostly into replacing old leaky gas pipelines before they become really leaky. A huge chunk of the money is earmarked for an enhanced infrastructure replacement program. which sounds fancy but really means fixing pipes in Michigan that were probably installed back when bell bottoms were first in style. About $42.5 million will replace aging service lines, and it's reported that nearly $2 million will go toward helping low-income Michiganders find assistance programs. A solid move considering none of us asked for a higher bill in the first place. The good news? Michigan's gas system will be safer and stronger. The bad news? You'll be paying more to heat your home while wondering if you can cook dinner with just a passive-aggressive glare. Welcome to winter, Michigan, where the wind hurts your face, the roads hurt your car, and now the gas bill slaps you in the wallet. The Shrine of Sacred Heart, a Catholic church a short drive from the White House, was intended to be a sanctuary for worshipers. Now its mostly immigrant congregation is steeped in fear. Church leaders say more than 40 parishioners have been detained or deported since federal law enforcement stepped up their deployment in August. Many parishioners are too scared to leave home to attend Mass, buy food, or seek medical care as the Trump administration's immigration crackdown targets their communities. The parish was established a century ago by Irish, Italian, and German immigrants. Today, most of its 5,600 members came from El Salvador. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Popham Flooring across from McLaren Thumb Region in Bad Axe. For everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic, tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring, visit Popham Flooring, just west of Bad Axe. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.